This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Another obstacle. Another hashtag. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ما بعد اليوم الثالث من شهر ربيع الثاني 1445 الموافق ل 17 من شهر أكتوبر 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا زلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So بإذن الله عز وجل we continue from where we stopped last class and I believe we were talking about the hadith of Arbab ibn Sariya and we reached the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised everyone to obey and listen to the leader, the people in the authority. Alaykum bis-sam'i wat-ta'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you should listen and obey. And we have mentioned the importance of that because without obedience, there will be no success to the leader. All of those leadership that succeeded in the past, they were leading people who are very obedient. The leaders are righteous and the community also are supporting the leaders to make a success. That's why they managed to do a lot for the Ummah and they left a big legacy for those people who come after them. There is no way for us to live without having somebody who is leading us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are three, you're on a journey, one of you should lead. There must be somebody who is the main guy, the person who is telling us do this, do that. Otherwise, things will end up being in a state of chaos. So if this is the case concerning a journey, which is a very simple, thing, what do you think about a nation? Yeah. So it is necessary. It is necessary to have qada. And it is necessary to have qada who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is necessary for the community to obey, listen, and support them and make dua for them every day, rather than sitting down cursing and saying bad things. Ask Allah to hold upon their hands to that which is pleasing to him. So he says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَإِنْ تَعَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِينَ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever happened to live a longer time in this dunya, he's going to see a lot of differences, and people will be differing from each other, sects and groups and so many things that we witness nowadays which the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know. Get an idea? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that the Ummah is going to be divided into 73 groups and sects. Allah says, كُلْ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Everyone is just happy and pleased only with that which he has. If that which he has is correct, then it's okay, no problem. Be happy with it. He should be happy. But subhanAllah, people might be taken from other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're happy with what they're doing. Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. What the worst in terms of loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are those who ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All of their efforts are useless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw it away. They have no reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسِمُونَ سُنَعَ. You Allah, we have them a lot in these days. People who are deviated, following the wrong path. Many of them, they know, especially the leaders, they know they are going against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they're happy with what they're doing. They're happy. And they're doing it, and if you look at their face, the face of, especially the followers, they're doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ضَلَّ سَعِيهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسِنُونَ سُنَعَ. You know, whatever they're doing is misguided, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want it. You know, it's useless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسِنُونَ سُنَعَ. They always think that what they're doing is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, this is very dangerous, you know, moment a person could be in. To be in a situation whereby you think everything is fine, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your actions are useless, this is very dangerous. And these are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. On the day of judgment, they will see that which they don't expect being presented to them when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they used to expect, they will see the opposite. So is there any way out? Yes, there is. The Prophet ﷺ said, all of those sects and groups, they are going to hell except one. They ask him, who is that person? He said, مَا عَلَيْهِمْ يَوْمْ أَنَا وَأَصْحَابِ. The person who follows my way and the way of my companions. And this is exactly what he says here in this hadith. You know, in the time of the companions, they have a lot of sects that emerge, which, subhanAllah, brought deficiency to the Muslim community. It brought deficiency to the Muslim community. As one of the scholars said, some of these deviated sects, عَارٌ عَلَى بَنِي آدَمْ. They are the deficiency, you know, in Bani Adam. Not just Muslim, but in Bani Adam. Their existence is deficiency in Bani Adam. Most of the tragedies that happen to the Muslim communities is related to them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So in this hadith of Arbad bin Sariyah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he says, مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. This one is saying he's right, this one is right. Everyone is claiming that I'm the right one. But there has to be a proper guidance which is very clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us upon. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُذِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ. There is no way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is sunnah of Allah, Allah says there is no way for this to happen. To have a people who are guided, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them, you know, everything they're guided, and then Allah will let them go astray. This cannot happen. حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain to them in details what they need to stay away from and what they need to do to pass the test. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah doesn't oppress anyone. So he gave us the guidance, you know, which is very clear. Wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, if you face complication in understanding the deen, you should check the source. The religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very simple, very simple. If you face a lot of complication in understanding any part of the deen, you should check the source. There are matters which are confusing if you don't focus, like fara'id. But fara'id is very simple, very simple. Very easy. It might just need you to memorize some things, but it's very easy. Once you get inside, you will understand that, no, it's very simple actually. You just need a person to have good memory. And fara'id is not wajib upon everyone. But matters which only through them you can go to paradise, none of them is difficult. Which one is on top of all? Aqeedah matters. Yeah, matters of tawheed and aqeedah. If you fail in them, this is the failure that might end up, you know, taking a person to hell forever and ever and ever. And these matters, if you look at the predecessors, they talk very little, you know. You can teach the aqidah, you can teach everything that is related to aqidah, trust me, you can teach it in 10 to 15 minutes. And that's it. A person knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. But nowadays, how many books we have in aqidah? The whole library. One of the scholars from the Hanaf was explaining what really happens. He said it used to be very simple, very small. But then people don't agree with this. Kept on bringing new things which was not there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. And when they bring it, people get deviated. And the scholars found no excuse except to explain. So whenever something new comes, the scholars have to go and explain and refute that and explain to the community. That's the reason why the thing kept on expanding, until the time we find it in the way it is nowadays. So there has to be criteria. There has to be something to follow for you to succeed and for you to pass the test. What is it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. You know, very simple. It doesn't say عليكم بمemorization of all of the details in this and that. No, it says عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. It says, therefore, if you want to succeed, then you should follow my sunnah and the sunnah of my companions. In that hadith of the Firaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he says, مَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ أَنَا وَأَصْحَابِ, the person who follows my way and the way of my companions. That's the only way out. If you hold upon something else, أُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ, my dear brothers and sisters, you're holding upon leaves, not the branches even. You're not talking about the roots. You're not even holding upon the branch, the leaves, the one that is always fragile. Imam Malik or Abdullah ibn Mubarak, whoever is the source of this maqala, was absolutely right. He said, As-sunnatu, please do memorize this. He said, As-sunnatu safinatu nuh. Man rakibaha naja, wa man very concise statement. This is who they are, you know. Al-Hanafi says, he says, wallahi mamtaz al-awwal al-akhirun 'ala al-awwalin illa bikathrat al-kalam. He said the only thing that we supersede the previous nations, you know, is in what? Talking too much. They talk little, but it has a lot of, you know, values in it. He was describing the importance of the sunnah, and sunnah being the key to success in the life of every human being. He says, As-sunnatu safinatu Nuh. So everyone read the history and knows about Nuh alayhi salam, right? There was a time people were invited to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to be upon the tawheed, and then shaitan distracted them. As Abdullah ibn Abbas said, they used to be upon the tawheed, no shirk in those days. And then shaitan deceived them. You know, they end up committing shirk. Allah sent his messenger. And that person, Nuh alayhi salam, lived with them, inviting them to Islam for 950 years. Allah says, فَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only a few accepted him. At the end of the day, what happened? Nuh got annoyed. According to his own analysis, you know, these people, لَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجْرًا كَفَّارًا, he says, yeah. There's no benefit in these people, you know, 950 years, nobody is willing to accept. And they keep on telling their people, do not follow Nuh. You know, the children, when they come, they will become worse or the same as the parent. So Nuh asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intervene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَادَنَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. SubhanAllah. Responded to the call of Nuh alayhi salam, he says, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِدٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونَ. SubhanAllah. That's musiba. The rain was coming from up and down. That's happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry. So Nuh, he met his son when the ship went up. Those people who are in the ship, they are the only ones who were saved on earth. Nobody survived. That's the correct approach. Nobody survived. It's something that affects the world. Nobody survived. Because Allah asked him to take min kulli zawjayn ithnayn. If some part of the world is saved, then those animals, Allah can just chase him to another place. But subhanAllah. So Nuh met his son and he told him, Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana wa la takun ma'al kafirin. He said, son, come with us. Don't you agree? Don't you ever agree to be with the kuffar, those people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told them, قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. The son said, no, dad, there is a mountain there. It's more stable than you, and a ship. That mountain can save me from the sink, from drowning. So Nuh alayhi salam replied him, you know, because he's looking for protection, right? He says, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. Nobody can protect anyone today from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the mercy of Allah, and the mercy of Allah is here. Come with us. He said, no, I have that place. Allah says, وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَا الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. Strong waves separated between them, and the sun was gone. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, you know, nobody survived except Nuh alayhi salam and those who followed him. Even the family members of Nuh who rejected him, Allah destroyed them all. Because inna Allah la yuhabi. When Nuh said, ya Allah, you promised to save me and my family. Wa inna bani min ahli. He said, my son is part of my family members. Allah told him what? Innahu laysa min ahlik. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. Ibn Qayyim says, this shows that the ukhuwa, the link that you have towards the deen, it is the strongest link and is given preference over any connection that you have with others. Biological connections or whatever, as long as the deen is not there, is useless. The only one that benefits here is ukhuwa to deen. So Allah blamed him for that and he apologized. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak was describing the sunnah of Rasulullah. He said, As-sunnatu safinatu Nuh. Sunnah is just like safinatu Nuh. You know, marrakibaha naja, whoever agrees to go with Nuh alayhi salam inside that ship, succeeded and passed, you know, the punishment. And whoever takhallaf anha, refused to go, gharik, are those people who drowned in the punishment of Allah. So simply what he is trying to tell us that you want to succeed in this dunya, alayka bis sunnah. Yeah, you want to succeed in this dunya? Alayka bis sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricted success to following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala wa in tuti'uhu tahtadu. Qala wa tabi'uhu la'allakum tahtadu. So I really advise each and every one of us to follow the statement of that scholar who said, in istata'ta alla tahukka ra'saka illa bi sunnah fa'fa'al. He says, if you can make your life like this, in a way, even to scratch your head, you know, you don't do it except if you have a sunnah that tells you what to do. He said, do that. One of them said, إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَلَّا تَلْبَسَنَ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا بِسُنَّةَ فَفَعَلْ. If you can make it possible that even when you wear the shoes, you make sure that you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do that. Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made life easy. If you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your life is going to be very easy. You don't follow it, your life is going to be very tough. مَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah will not send angels to force you to follow, but He will leave you with the ups and downs of life. You are going to cry one day with your own eyes as they cry, and they're still crying, those who reject the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a hadith collected, narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, he said, وَجُعِلَ الذُّلَّةُ أو الذُّلَّةُ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِهِ. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed humiliation and disrespect in this life on that person who goes against my commands. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. What is the difference between the sunnah of Rasulullah and the sunnah of Khulafa al-Rashidin? No difference. Because those people, they are waqafin in the kalamillahi wa kalamil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes if you see them introducing something which they couldn't find a clear sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was consensus of the rest of the companions. Like the adhan that was introduced by Uthman radiallahu anhu on Friday. It used to be only two adhan. The first adhan and the iqama, but then due to the nature of the people, Uthman introduced the third one. قَالَ وَإِيَّكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. The Prophet said, And I warn you from following the innovative matters. Innovation is to introduce to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something which is not part of it. When somebody believes that this is what Allah asked him to do, or this is the religion, if he doesn't have evidence for that, this is innovation. And this is worse than the normal sin. Yeah, because you know an innovator is claiming that the religion is incomplete. That's number one. An innovator is claiming that he also has the authority, because the only one who has the authority to prescribe laws is Allah Rabbul Alameen. An innovator is also claiming that he has that power, although he doesn't say it, yeah, but this is what it means. If somebody comes and introduces laws, he is putting himself in the position of Rabbul Alameen. But before you declare and act as an innovation, you have to make sure that it doesn't have any roots. I'm saying this because we have certain people, I mean, some people who declare certain activities as innovation, but unfortunately, when you go back to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can trace some, root for that. Yeah, there were some issues. You see, some of the scholars, may Allah forgive them, they call the other person an innovator, and subhanAllah, checking, you will see that actually the hadith is supporting that person who they call innovator more than the hadith that are supporting them. His stance is more clear and more connected to the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than their stance. So we have to be very careful, because if you call something innovation which is not, you might end up doing al-iftiyatu al-Allah. You know al-iftiyatu al-Allah? Giving fatwa on behalf of Allah without knowledge. And this is one of the most dangerous situations somebody can ever put himself in. Remember that person who told his friend, Wallahi lan yaghfir Allahu lak? What was he doing? He told his friend that Wallahi Allah will never forgive you. What was he doing? He was talking on behalf of Allah without his permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got very angry with him. Sent an angel to the prophet of that person to tell him, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. First of all, مَنْ الَّذِي يَتَأَلَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ الَّذِي يَتَأَلَّى عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَغْفِرَ لِفُلَانَ. Allah asking this question, who is that person that is swearing by Allah? At-Ali is to swear by Allah. لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ. Who is that person that is swearing by my name that I will not forgive so and so? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, he said, tell that person that I forgive that one who is committing the sin, and I destroy the deeds of the one who said I will not forgive. In some narrations, he says, ask him to start from the scratch. That means nothing remains on his page, his account, except sins. All the righteous deeds are gone. Because of that word, that's why Abu Huraira used to say, kalimatu awbaqat dunyahu wa akhiratahu. Just one single word, but it destroys his dunya and the akhirah. So that's why you should be very careful when it comes to knowledge. You don't have knowledge, say I don't know, or just keep quiet. No matter how much they pressure you, don't give fatwa unless if you are 100% sure. I invite whoever can read Arabic language or any in the translation of the first mujallad of I'lam al-Muqeen al-Rabbil Alameen. Ibn Qayyim has a very nice statement concerning this matter, which I believe whoever has a heart that's soft and that has iman, you will be scared of talking about religious matters unless if you are 100% sure. Otherwise, the consequence is really bad when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ مُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every innovation, as long as this is innovation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call it balala, misguidance. Any innovation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And also, it doesn't make sense, actually. If you ask that person who is introducing something new in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did you finish applying all the sunan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you? The answer will be no. Doesn't it make sense that you should finish first if you think you should go for something else? Finish first, which you will never finish, actually. Even if a person finished, he is still not permissible to bring something new, because that was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us. We don't go more and we don't go below. But I was just bringing this to show how it doesn't even make sense. It will never make sense, innovation, because you are trying to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is something He forgot, which you discovered while iyadhu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and help us to stay and to stick to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of our affairs. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. There is a question about burying more than one person in a grave. This one is permissible.
if there is a need for that, as the companions of the Prophet ﷺ did. The Prophet ﷺ commanded them to put more than one person in a grave during one of the battles, and he asked them to start with the one who memorized Quran first, and then those who follow, and then the rest. Yeah. That shows the importance of Quran memorization. So it is permissible whenever there is a need for that, we go for this. If there is no need, it's better to keep each and every one of them separately. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars of fiqh mention that, this is also another question, that al-ardu kulluha masjidun illa al-maqbara wal-hammam. Earth, every part of the earth is masjid except the graveyard and also the bathroom. And there's a reason why the scholar said grave should be away from masajid. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually. And he says so you shouldn't pray facing a grave. Yeah. And another question. Another question was saying, what can I do to support our brothers and sisters who are being killed in Palestine and any other place? Dua, make dua, and whatever support they need, which is within your capability, just do it. Yeah, if you can't do anything, dua, make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. And inna Allah yumhil wa la yuhmil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you respite. Wa la yuhmil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not neglect. So that's the best weapon we have, dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. We do everything possible that we can do to support anyone who carries the name Islam. He deserves our support. Yeah. As instead of debate, fighting, all of these things will not benefit you or them or anyone. Just make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of the situation. He's al-Jabbar, and he has the power and the ability to take care of anyone who is committing crime against the Muslims, wherever they are. And on top of that, we need to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslims should go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, righteousness brings strength and power. And we need to go back to unity. And that unity can only be constructed on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I always mention, if I tell you, follow my sheikh, you will not agree. You tell me, follow your sheikh, I will not agree. So nobody agrees with anyone. Yeah. But all of us agree with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why can't we unite ourselves around the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You find a strong unity that cannot be shaped by anyone. And this is what the enemy doesn't want. They don't want us to see us following the correct religion. Trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, the worst enemy they have is somebody who is following Islam correctly. They don't care about somebody who is very fragile in his religion. They worry so much about somebody who is following his religion correctly. So do hold upon the religion. From here, the nasr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Muslim doesn't fight with his sword. Although Allah asks us to make preparation, but you fight with the iman. Allah does everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are also the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same will happen if we maintain the same attitude and behavior. So I really invite all of us to look into our affairs, to do istighfar a lot, to do istighfar a lot, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fix ourselves and to fix our behavior, and to help Muslims wherever they are, and to protect them from their enemies, and to show us ajaib qudratihi fi aduwihi wa aduwi al-insaniyya. Barakallahu feekum. Any other
questions? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, can we have an example for somebody deviating in an aqidah matter that causes him to be in the hell forever, other than shirk?
This question is asking about examples of somebody who deviated. I'm not going to give an example of anyone who deviated and it sent him to hellfire forever and ever. I didn't have access to that. Yeah. But just try to identify what is the sunnah, what is the correct approach in aqidah and tawheed and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. Get busy with that. Yeah. make sure that you are following the correct way. And make sure that the scholars you trust and take knowledge, every knowledge, any knowledge, not just aqeedah, any knowledge. Make sure that these scholars, they are upon the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa manhaj. And that's it. Knowing who goes to hell and forever, this one is not going to benefit you. Yeah. What benefits is not to waste time. Focus more and more on how to get the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to get the correct approach and hold upon it. And try to spread that to the Muslim communities. Allah says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي الْخُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. I have the iman, I practice the iman myself, I hold upon it patiently without compromising any part of it, and I invite others with patience. That's what Allah SWT requires from every one of us. Those who I believe they're not following the correct way, I try my best to make sure that I guide them. Allah says, if they refuse to get guided, Allah says, لَا يَذُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا تَلِيتُمْ. You do your best to guide them, but they don't want to be guided. Allah says, لَا يَذُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا تَلِيتُمْ. Their misguidance will never harm you as long as you're making da'wah. It will harm you if you're not making da'wah. But as long as you give da'wah to them, but they don't want to listen, their misguidance will never harm you. May Allah grant us good and tawfiq and help us to stick to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to believe in that and to hold upon it until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.